This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In just over a month, on October 1st, a critical part of the new Affordable Care Act will take effect. Insurance consumers across the country will be able to go into exchanges, which are online marketplaces, and there they can shop for health care insurance plans from competing providers. Now, here in Georgia, state officials have opposed the Health Care Act, now often called Obamacare by both supporters and opponents. Georgia declined to open its own state exchange, opting to let consumers here shop on an exchange run by the federal government. Other states have taken a different approach, though. Nevada has opened the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange, which is called Nevada Health Link. It's also launched an aggressive public awareness and education campaign. John Hager is executive director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. Mr. Hager, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Dennis.
Now, in trying to understand Nevada's experience, it's impossible to make an exact comparison between Georgia and Nevada. They obviously are very different, but they do have a few similarities, too. We have a big city and then a lot of rural areas. We have many uninsured. Is it possible to make, you know, kind of comparisons of experiences among states, at least in a preliminary way?
Well, sure. I mean, every state has its similarities. So certainly you mentioned you've got Atlanta in Georgia and Las Vegas in Nevada, and then the rest of the state is relatively rural. Nevada is a little bit different in that most of our state is frontier. So there are a lot of similarities, but a lot of differences as well. And so when you undergo a project like creating an exchange, every state's exchange is going to be a little bit different because their populations are different.
Looking at all the pros and cons, why did officials in Nevada decide to go ahead with their own state exchange?
Well, you know, it's an interesting dynamic here. You may recall back in 2011-2012, Nevada was part of the lawsuit that opposed the Affordable Care Act. But at the same time, we didn't want the federal government in our businesses we wanted them in our business as little as possible. And the Affordable Care Act certainly changes the way insurance is marketed, is sold, is rated, and that's nationwide. But we wanted to make sure that we had as much control over our destiny as possible. So we went with the state-based exchange. Whether that's right or wrong, you know, it's hard to say. Certainly there have been a lot of complications, a lot of difficulties in setting up the exchange. And so while other states have sat back and watched, hopefully if they decide in the future to implement a state-based exchange, they'll be able to use the experiences, the lessons learned from us, to create a better experience for their citizens. The other side to this is not just maintaining our destiny and trying to maintain some regulatory control, but we also have the ability to inform our citizens a little better on what's going on. We're not reliant on some organization that's, you know, 1,000 miles away, or in our case, 2,500 miles away. We're going to have our call centers in Nevada. We have our enrollment campaign, or our advertising campaign has started. We're creating a message that is appropriate for Nevada, not just the one-size-fit-all. So there's a lot of things to consider. Certainly there is a tremendous cost, and the federal government is paying for a lot of it, but that's something to keep in mind. It is a lot of money, and so those states that are foregoing the state-based exchange, they are not spending that kind of money. But in the end, we decided that we wanted to maintain the control of, or as much control as possible of what we're doing.
Do you think that in the long run you may be saving yourself some costs, even though there's a lot of upfront expenditures, because you're going to be able to cover more of the uninsured? At least that's the goal here.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say for sure what direction will be more costlier. Certainly, we think that we've got a good plan in place. Our fees that we're charging to our carriers are going to cost our consumers about $2.5 million less, $2 to $3 million less than what the federally facilitated exchange is going to charge. So we're happy that we can make a system that is less expensive than what the feds are implementing. So that's certainly a plus. Long term, difficult to say what's going to happen. One of the things that we wanted to make sure we did, though, was take advantage of the federal funding while it's available. More than likely, there will be some kind of funding that's available in the future for new states that want to do this, but at this point, it's hard to say where that funding might come from.
one of the concerns that the insurance commissioner here, Ralph Hudgens, expressed in a letter to Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius is that the cost of the plans, particularly for young people, would be very high. He said they could go as high, at least in some cases, as a 198% increase over what they might be paying under the current system. Have you seen anything like that among the carriers there in Nevada?
Well, certainly there is going to be a jump nationwide for younger individuals. That is a nationwide issue that is implemented by the Affordable Care Act, regardless of whether or not a state does a state-based exchange or cedes operation to the feds. So certainly that is an issue. On the flip side of that, you have the advanced premium tax credit that is supposed to help individuals who make lower incomes to be able to afford those increases in cost.
And is it too early to tell whether you're seeing a lot of young people take advantage of this or whether they're just opting to pay the penalty?
It really is too early to tell. The open enrollment starts on October 1st, so it really is too hard to tell right now whether or not young individuals will purchase insurance. Certainly, we have molded our advertising campaign to specifically target young, what we call young invincibles. They're people that don't think that they need insurance because they're healthy and they don't go to the doctor. Well, that is great for those that never have an issue, but what happens if you're playing soccer and you break your leg, or football and you break your collarbone, or what happens if you're in a car accident and suddenly you've got a hospital bill that is $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 that you can't afford, whereas you could have paid a premium of say, $1,200 a year, $100 a month, or maybe it's $150 a month, and you would have been able to cover that cost. So we're trying to convince everybody that health insurance is important for everybody to have. Some people say that it is a right. Some people say that it's a responsibility or a combination of both. Regardless of which philosophy you choose, we think that it's important for everybody to have health insurance. We want to make sure we get that message out.
In getting the message out about the Affordable Care Act, you put together a fairly aggressive public relations and education campaign. How have you done that, and do you think that other states will have to do the same if they want to make people aware and not confused?
Every state will need to have some kind of advertising marketing campaign to get people on the exchange. And for the states that are doing the federally facilitated exchange, CMS, Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, is doing that for them. The difficulty in the federally facilitated states is that it is very likely that that campaign, that messaging, will be one size fits all. So there's some 35 states that are going to be federally facilitated, and so that marketing campaign will very likely be the same for every state that's in that boat. In Nevada, we've actually had focus groups to talk with our target population and better understand what message will get them to enroll in health insurance. And so we spent most of February, March, April in the target audience, target groups, focus groups, trying to get a better idea of how we should formulate that message. So at this point, we have released our print ads, our radio ads. Coming up soon in September, we'll be releasing our television ads. And again, it's focused around those young invincibles, the sick and worried population. There's several categories of individuals that don't have health insurance, and we're trying to make sure that we target each of those populations, make sure that they understand what's coming, understand that there are penalties involved if they don't purchase health insurance, and understand why it's important to have health insurance.
So it's safe to say you've been putting this campaign together for at least the last 7-8 months or so.
Yes, we actually went out to bid for this. We started designing the request for proposal back in the fall of 2012. We selected a vendor in, I believe it was November, December, and contracted with them in early January, and then started with the focus groups, renaming, rebranding the exchange as Nevada Health Link, and all the different steps involved in making sure that we had a solid, well-put-together campaign. We're also looking at things like business-to-business advertising for our small group exchange, and then also we're looking at our digital campaigns and making sure that we get to those young invincibles through the mass media, the digital things, the networking, et cetera.
if states have not done this already, are they going to have a tough time getting people aware and at least somewhat familiar with the process if they're starting up now?
Again, the state-based exchanges have pretty much all been working toward this, so they're going to be ready. The federally facilitated exchange has been working toward this as well. While they have not yet necessarily launched their campaigns, they've got a campaign in mind or planned, and so we would expect to start seeing their campaigns soon. And so I think that knowledge and understanding of the Affordable Care Act and of the insurance requirements will increase significantly over the next 3 or 4 months. So I think even those states that have ceded operation to the feds, they will end up getting their dose of advertising and marketing. People will be there to help enroll. I understand that the feds just released quite a few grants to navigator entities, and so there will likely be navigator entities in your state that will be helping people enroll. So it's very likely that individuals in all the states will have plenty of ways to enroll in health insurance. We just think that by doing the state-based exchange, it helps us mold our message and helps us make sure that we initiate our contracts and grants with the appropriate organizations for our populations within our state. Certainly, if another state chooses at a later date to do a state-based exchange, there will need to be some kind of outreach, but it won't have to be nearly as significant as it will be this year in the start of the Affordable Care Act.